The Claude 3 model family by Anthropic is your one-stop shop for enterprise AI. Haiku is lightning fast and cost effective, Sonnet strikes the perfect balance between skills and speed, and Opus sets new industry benchmarks for intelligence. Learn more at anthropic.com/Claude.
The Supreme Court has overturned the landmark Roe v. Wade decision made nearly 50 years ago, ensuring the constitutional right to an abortion.
The majority opinion is very similar to the one that leaked in May. The argument is actually quite simple. It says that the Constitution doesn't refer to abortion at all, so it couldn't be considered a kind of fundamental liberty that belongs to the American people.
We'll break down the justices' opinions and how Americans, elected officials, and businesses are reacting. It's Friday, June 24th. I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli for The Wall Street Journal. This is the PM edition of What's News, the top headlines and business stories that moved the world today. Outside the Supreme Court today, abortion opponents cheered the decision to overturn Roe v. Wade, next to protests from abortion rights groups. Our reporter Daniela Cheslow has more.
Hundreds of people streamed into the road in front of the Supreme Court, and they were divided into two camps. One of them was a celebration. There was a bubble machine, a stereo system. Intern Lydia Mackey, 20 years old, she's at a conservative think tank in D.C., and she told me when she got the news, she was elated.
I'm, like, still shaking. It's so exciting. This means so many lives are going to be saved.
Abortion rights activists were stunned, grieving, and angry. They flipped their middle fingers at the Supreme Court. Some raised money to help people cover the cost of travel for abortion if it's outlawed in their own states. Civil rights lawyer Elizabeth White is 30. She said the ruling would disproportionately affect people of color.
This is men-dominated women as they have for centuries. But as we have for centuries, we're going to continue fighting.
Activists say they will now aim to roll back abortion restrictions at the state level.
Reactions from lawmakers were also swift. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi blasted the decision.
What this means to women is such an insult. It's a slap in the face to women about using their own judgment to make their own decisions about their reproductive freedom.
Conservatives have long viewed the Roe decision as an attempt to rule from the bench, and advocacy groups have made overturning the precedent a singular focus. House GOP Conference Chair Elise Stefanik from New York called the ruling an historic victory.
House Republicans are incredibly grateful for the pro-life movement's tireless efforts for decades, leading to this day to give a voice to the voiceless and protect our most vulnerable, unborn babies.
A number of businesses also reacted to the ruling. In a statement, Yelp CEO Jeremy Stoppelman urged business leaders to speak out and step up to protect the health and safety of their employees. Meta's Sheryl Sandberg called the decision a huge setback, saying that it jeopardizes the health of millions of women and girls. Medical groups condemned the Dobbs decision, saying that overturning Roe v. Wade will worsen inequities in healthcare, making it more expensive and risky for some women to get abortions. Two of the nation's largest banks, J.P. Morgan and Citigroup, announced today that they'll continue to cover abortion under their medical benefits and will pay for travel if employees have to go far to be treated. We'll have more details on the court's thinking later on in the show. Meanwhile, on Capitol Hill, the House has passed the broadest firearms legislation in decades, clearing the way for a signature from President Biden. The bill will provide $15 billion in funding to help states enforce red flag laws, remove guns from people who are deemed as dangerous, and expand background checks to include juvenile and mental health records for buyers under the age of 21. Half of the funds will be allocated over 10 years for mental health services. Our Capitol Hill reporter Siobhan Hughes says Democrats are viewing it as a victory, even though they didn't get everything they wanted in the bill.
So, for example, something like an assault weapons ban, an increase in the age for buying a rifle to 21 years old, background checks for nearly every type of gun sale. So closing some gaps that, for example, enable you to buy a gun at a gun show without going through a background check. There are no provisions, for example, for safe storage, no closure of the so-called Charleston loophole, which is the loophole that enabled basically a white supremacist in South Carolina to buy a gun within 3 days. It would extend the background check period for 10 days from 3 days. So there's a lot in here that Democrats wanted that is not included, but Democrats say that this is a really, really important first step and it will save lives.
Stocks rallied today with the Dow surging more than 800 points after fresh economic data tempered investor expectations of more aggressive interest rate hikes. The major indexes are bouncing back after the S&P 500 fell into a bear market last week, defined as a 20% drop from a recent high. The S&P ended this week up 6.5%. The Dow gained 5.4% and the Nasdaq jumped 7.5%. A federal appeals court has granted Juul Labs a temporary stay of the Food and Drug Administration's order for the vaping company to pull its e-cigarettes off the market. A panel of judges wrote that the stay wasn't a ruling on the merits of the case, but would give the court time to hear arguments. The FDA had already begun sending notices to retailers on Thursday, while some consumers were scrambling to stock up on Juul products before they might be taken off the shelves. According to people familiar with the matter, Juul is also working with legal advisors on its options if it's unable to get relief from the ban, including a possible bankruptcy filing. And four Democratic lawmakers are calling on the Federal Trade Commission to investigate Apple and Google's parent company Alphabet over ad-specific mobile trackers built into their phone operating systems. In a letter to the FTC chair, the lawmakers allege that the companies engage in unfair and deceptive practices by enabling the collection and sale of users' personal information. Both companies have recently taken steps to limit the collection and give users a way to opt out. Representatives for the companies did not respond to requests for comment. The FTC declined to comment. Coming up, we'll break down the Supreme Court decision to overturn Roe v. Wade and what it could mean for other precedents after the break.
The Claude 3 model family from Anthropic is your one-stop shop for enterprise AI. With models at every point on the price-performance curve, you no longer have to make trade-offs between intelligence, speed, and cost. Claude 3 Opus sets new industry benchmarks for intelligence. Sonnet strikes the perfect balance between skills and speed. And Haiku is the fastest and lowest-cost model on the market, perfectly designed for high-volume, high-speed use cases. Join the thousands of enterprises who trust Anthropic to keep them at the frontier. Visit anthropic.com/Claude today.
In a widely anticipated move, the Supreme Court has overturned Roe v. Wade, the ruling it made nearly 50 years ago, ensuring the constitutional right to an abortion. The decision came in a case called Dobbs v. Jackson Women's Health Organization and upheld a Mississippi law banning abortions after 15 weeks of pregnancy. In its ruling, the court said Roe was wrong to recognize abortion as a constitutional right in the first place. President Biden, speaking from the White House, called the high court's decision a tragic error.
Today, the Supreme Court of the United States expressly took away a constitutional right from the American people that it had already recognized. They didn't limit it, they simply took it away. That's never been done to a right so important to so many Americans, but they did it. It's a sad day for the court and for the country.
The ruling now leaves the question over whether abortion should be legal to the states. 13 states already had so-called trigger laws in place to automatically ban the procedure once Roe was lifted. There is a lot to talk about here, and joining me now as we begin to break all of this down is Wall Street Journal Supreme Court correspondent Jess Braven. Hi, Jess. Thanks for being here.
Of course.
So, Jess, we have expected this decision after a draft opinion leaked last month indicating that the court could overturn Roe v. Wade. Let's talk about the majority opinion here. What is the rationale the justices gave for overturning what has been a landmark ruling for the past 50 years?
Well, it's a five-justice opinion that we have here. There were six justices who ruled to side with Mississippi, but only five would go as far as to overturn Roe versus Wade and the other precedents that came afterwards, recognizing and defining abortion rights. The majority opinion is very similar to the one that leaked in May. The argument is actually quite simple. It says that the Constitution doesn't refer to abortion at all. It says that in 1868, when the 14th Amendment was ratified, an amendment that restrained the states from infringing on the liberty or equality rights of Americans, that no one expected it to apply to abortion then. The majority notes that most states had laws against abortion at the time the 14th Amendment was ratified, so it couldn't be considered a kind of fundamental liberty that belongs to the American people. Therefore, the opinion has no grounding in the Constitution.
As you said, five justices, Clarence Thomas, Neil Gorsuch, Brett Kavanaugh, and Amy Coney Barrett, joined Justice Alito's majority opinion. Chief Justice John Roberts gave a concurring opinion and said the Mississippi law should stand, but he said he wouldn't go farther to rescind the right to an abortion altogether, as the court has now done. Jess, let's talk about the three dissenting justices, Elena Kagan, Sonia Sotomayor, and Stephen Breyer, who strongly opposed the majority opinion, writing, quote, "It says that from the very moment of fertilization, a woman has no rights to speak of." Jess, tell us more about their dissent.
This opinion is, as you might expect, a very passionate disagreement with the majority. It cites several grounds. One of the most fundamental is that it says the majority's approach is the wrong way to understand constitutional rights. Simply looking at what the authors of the 14th Amendment understood to be included in the Liberty Clause in 1868 is not the end of the question. They observe that at that time, women had very few rights. They were not members of the political community. They did not vote. They were legally considered subject to their husbands in many instances. And the whole idea of them having any kind of control of their reproductive lives was unusual, if not entirely foreign. Now it's different. Women can vote. Women are accorded equality in many spheres of life. And to properly assess their rights under the 14th Amendment, control of their reproductive lives has to be imagined. And they said that that is one very, very fundamental difference between the majority and the dissenters. But they have many other complaints as well. They fault the majority for failing to consider women's rights at all, as you mentioned, not simply balancing a woman's right against that of the fetus or the potential or prenatal life. So that's one, that women have zero interest that the state is required by the Constitution to recognize. And they also complain that the majority was not motivated by any of the traditional reasons that the court might overturn a prior decision, but simply by a change in personnel that never agreed with Roe versus Wade and just waited until it had enough votes to overrule it.
Speaking from the White House today, President Biden said this decision could threaten other Supreme Court decisions.
Justice Thomas said as much today. He explicitly called to reconsider the right of marriage equality, the right of couples to make their choices on contraception. This is an extreme and dangerous path the court is now taking us on.
Jess, other people have voiced that concern as well. Can you explain what the Roe decision has to do with these other decisions and what today's opinions tell us about the possibility that other rulings could now be in jeopardy?
Well, the Roe decision did not come out of nowhere. It was the culmination of a line of cases where the court had increasingly decided that government could not interfere with very personal, intimate decisions related to family, education, intimacy, child rearing. The Roe case came out of that line of privacy-related cases, and so did some cases that came afterwards, particularly ones dealing with gay rights. The Supreme Court in the early 21st century ruled that sodomy laws, laws that criminalized gay sex, were unconstitutional. And in 2015, the Supreme Court ruled that the equality and liberty provisions of the Constitution afforded same-sex couples the same right to marry that opposite-sex couples had. Those decisions, all dealing with these intimate questions of personal or sexual relations, have been off limits under the doctrine that also includes Roe versus Wade. Justice Thomas said, that's right, and that's why those opinions should also go down. The dissenters said, that's right, these other rights are also in jeopardy now under the majority's reasoning. The majority, however, asserted that that was not the case. Justice Alito wrote that, while maybe there are connections between these cases, there was a fundamental difference between abortion and all the other rights mentioned, and that's because, in the view of abortion opponents, ending a pregnancy ends a human life. And that prospect is not at stake in any of those other cases, such as same-sex marriage. Dissenters and Justice Thomas, who's in the majority, aren't so sure.
We also heard President Biden say that this is not over.
This decision must not be the final word. My administration will use all of its appropriate lawful powers But Congress must act. And with your vote, you can act. You can have the final word. This is not over.
So, Jess, the Supreme Court is the highest court in the land. This decision cannot be appealed. What other recourse do abortion rights advocates have in challenging this decision?
Well, Emory, the immediate consequence of the decision is to take out a constitutional limit on what states or Congress can do. So in that sense, the president is exactly right. And Justice Alito's opinion itself makes that point, that court can't resolve this very, very divisive issue that speaks to people's fundamental beliefs, and therefore it should get out of the way and let the democratic process resolve it. Well, to that end, the president is exactly right. If voters want to further outlaw abortion and criminalize it or penalize people for being involved in it, they have that power to elect candidates who are committed to doing that. I'm sure there are plenty of candidates who would like to do that. From the opposite point of view, if women or men who favor abortion rights, who relied on the existence of a court-recognized right instead of one enacted by their state legislatures, they too have an opportunity to act, and by electing candidates who are committed to abortion rights or privacy rights more broadly, even though the court itself no longer recognizes them. There's also a question that the dissenters raised, which is that, at least in theory, if Congress so decides, it could outlaw or restrict, or for that matter, legalize abortion nationwide. We know right now there's not a majority to take either step, so the federal government, or at least the Congress, is kind of out of the picture. But that could change. If you had a very solid Republican majority and a Republican president, a national ban on abortion, or at least significant restrictions, is quite plausible. Likewise, a very strong Democratic majority with a Democratic president could well signal passage of legislation that failed this year that would extend abortion rights nationwide. So Congress, if it got under the firm control of either party, could put a one-size-fits-all resolution on the country. So really, this is one thing to remember. This decision by the Supreme Court today does not, in its own words, does not take a position on the correct policy approach to abortion. It says that this is a decision that courts should not make. The Constitution doesn't speak about it, and therefore it is left to the legislative process to decide. In fact, the court observes that in the early 1970s, when the Roe decision had come, there had been a general trend toward liberalization of abortion laws. The majority says that by intervening in 1973, the Supreme Court short-circuited that process. Now, we don't know, of course, if that's true or not, but we do know that for the moment, the question of abortion rights is left up to politicians and the voters who elect them, not to federal judges.
Wall Street Journal Supreme Court correspondent Jess Braben. Jess, thank you so much.
You bet, Anne Marie.
What more do you want to know about the decision to overturn Roe v. Wade? Join me and our Wall Street Journal reporters for a live Q&A on Monday, June 27th at 11 a.m. Eastern. We'll answer your questions and break down what may come next. Find it at wsj.com/askwsj. That's wsj.com/askwsj. And that's what's news for this week. Our hosts are me, Anne-Marie Fertoli, and Luke Vargas. The show was produced by Trine Noree and Kate Bullivant, with help from Mohsen Ali, Ariana Aspuru, Anthony Bansi, Daniela Cheslow, Julie Chang, Zoe Thomas, and J.R. Whalen, and editorial support from Kateri Yoakum and Michael Kosmides. If you like what you hear, please rate and review us. We'll be back on Monday morning. Thanks for listening.
The Claude 3 model family by Anthropic is your one-stop shop for enterprise AI. Haiku is lightning fast and cost-effective. Sonnet strikes the perfect balance between skills and speed. And Opus sets new industry benchmarks for intelligence. Learn more at anthropic.com/Claude.